Now verse 12. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together, bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they'd killed Paul. And I imagine they got pretty hungry and thirsty before it was over with. And will you notice? And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under a great curse, that we'll eat nothing until we've slain Paul. Now therefore, ye with the council signify to the chief captain that he bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though ye would inquire something more perfectly concerning him. And we, or ever he come near, are ready to kill him." Now this was a plot to put Paul to death. Now it's well that the Spirit of God, or that the Lord himself, has made it clear to Paul that he's going all the way to Rome, that that was in God's plan, and he's going to Rome. Verse 16 now of Acts 23. And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions unto him and said, "Bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he hath a certain thing to tell him." So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, "Paul the prisoner called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who hath something to say unto thee." You see, Paul is exerting his right as a Roman citizen, and he has a perfect right to do that and to use that position that he has. And now his nephew, and Paul, you see, had relatives there, sister, lived in Jerusalem. Then the chief captain took him by the hand, went with him aside privately, and asked him, "What is that that thou hast to tell me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldst bring down Paul tomorrow unto the council, as though they would inquire somewhat of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him, and now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee." Well, now this captain is warned. I'd have you note something here, because we have today a group of super pious folk. I, every now and then, get a letter from some person. I'm sure they're sincere, and they tell me I should not go to a doctor. I should trust the Lord. Well, I trust the Lord, but I think he's to use doctors. Now, it'd been very easy for Paul to have told his nephew, "You just run along. I'm trusting the Lord. He'll deliver me." Well, maybe he would have. But this is the way Paul did it. And I think this is the way God wants it done. I think he wants us to use every means that are available, that are our hand today. And that does not mean we're not trusting him. It means that in so doing, we are trusting him to use these methods and means. And that is what I understand to mean to trust the Lord.